It's 7:50, and in order to attack Syria, does President Obama need to go through Congress first? Over 100 members have joined together, urging the president to seek authorization from lawmakers. One of them is Virginia Republican Congressman Frank Wolf, who's joining us live this morning. Congressman, good to have you with us.
Sure. Good morning.
A half hour ago, we talked with Democrat Tim Kaine of Virginia as well, and he believed that the president should consult with congressional leaders, if not get congressional authorization, before taking any military action. So I think you may agree on this point.
I would agree. I think I would take it a step further. I didn't hear what Senator Kaine said, but I think the Congress has to come back into session and the Congress has to vote. Just consultation is not enough, and particularly just consultation with a couple members of the leadership. So the Congress ought to come back. The British Parliament came back, and they voted. So if the British Parliament can come back, the Congress ought to come back. So I think the Congress has to vote on this.
Is there any validity to the argument, and I don't know that the White House is making the argument, but is there any validity to the argument that, A, the president has the power to act by himself under the War Powers Act, and B, Congress has proven itself to be so dysfunctional, why complicate this even further?
Well, I think if that's the case, then the country is in deep, deep trouble. Sure, the Congress is dysfunctional, but the administration is dysfunctional. The Congress has a responsibility. The War Powers Act is unclear, but we ought to err on the side of getting the Congress involved. Every member ought to be prepared to go down to the well of the floor, explain what they're doing, listen carefully, and then vote. I was in Lebanon a couple months ago. We were on the Syrian border. I met with a lot of Syrians. We had some Syrians come out from Damascus to meet with me. The stories they told of some of the Islamists and jihadis are there. So who are we aiding? Who are we supporting? You need hearings, but the Congress should be involved.
On the other hand, the world agrees essentially that when chemical weapons are used as a weapon in something in the fashion in which we have seen it used in Syria, that there has to be some kind of response from the international community, or essentially you're giving the go-ahead for some other louse to do it to his own people somewhere down the line.
There's validity in that, but 100,000 people died before the use of chemical weapons. I think the administration and the Congress, frankly, too, part of it responsibility, missed the opportunity a year and a half ago or 2 years ago. Secondly, you remember Iraq? You remember Colin Powell said there were chemical weapons in Iraq? And then we later found out just on consultation isn't enough. There needs to be hearings. The Congress has to listen to both sides, make the decisions, and then vote.
If the president called you personally and asked you, Congressman, what would you propose I do in Syria, what would you tell him?
I would make a major diplomatic effort using back-channel sources to do everything we can to remove the Assad government. Assad is a bad person, but to make sure that al-Qaeda affiliates do not take over. But I think there's many other things you can do before, but whether the administration is right or wrong, the Congress should not neglect its responsibility. And if you listen to the president and also the vice president, when they were running for elections, they said the Congress had to be involved, that the Bush administration had made a mistake. If people are running for office and say things, then we ought to hold them accountable for what they say when they're running.
Congressman, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It has been a pleasure again to have you with us.
Thanks so much.
Virginia Republican Congressman Frank Wolf again. A half hour ago, we talked with Democrat Tim Kaine, a senator from Virginia.